Rahman Rahim. Inshallah, we'll start with the 40 hadith first, and then inshallah, thereafter we can sit down and recite some Quran Kareem. Before that, inshallah, some Salat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to help you understand what the purpose of this exercise, what we're doing now. We do this every Thursday. And Thursday is a day when there is an added virtue for something which we're doing today. So this majlis, this gathering, is to sit down and recite Salatu Salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it mean, recite Salatu Salam? Salatu Salam is literally us making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Just like we're going to pray for our brother Muhammad Tariq Niyaz. May Allah Ta'ala make all his stations and stages of the hereafter easy for him. May Allah Ta'ala accept all his good deeds, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive any shortcomings. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant him abundant reward for the great legacy of charity that he's left behind. So just like we're making dua for brother Muhammad Tariq Niyaz, something similar, not exactly the same, but something similar, we make dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that oh Allah, bless our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and honor him and convey our peace and blessings upon him, and grant him abundant reward for the great sacrifices that he undertook in order for us to understand the wisdom that you bestowed upon him, that you sent to him. So all the hardship that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam endured, that he went through, oh Allah, grant him abundant reward for all those sacrifices. And then also we pray to Allah azza wa jalla, that oh Allah, convey our peace and our salam, our greetings to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This you should do every day, and this is something that you should do all the time and at any time. This is not restricted. It doesn't have to be only in Thursday night. You can do this any time, and there is an added benefit of this. When you say, oh Allah, when you send salam to someone, like if I say to you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, what would you say? Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So in fact, if you're an honorable, if you're a noble person, you would probably do it with more emphasis than I start with. If I say to you, assalamu alaikum, you would say, wa alaikum. And I just said, assalamu alaikum, you would be saying, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So you're giving more than what I gave to you, because you're a noble person. You're not a mean person. So similarly, when we say, oh Allah, convey our salam to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our salam is presented to him, that such and such individual extended greetings to you, O Nabi of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having received these greetings, he responds. This is it. This is what's mentioned in this kitab that you have here. And we read from this every Thursday. It says, virtues of invoking blessings upon the and peace upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it has all the ahadith, the prophetic traditions and the verses of the Quran where this concept is discussed. So if we do this, so when you do this, inshallah, when you finish saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abdik wa rasulik. So when you say this, your salam is taken by the angels to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is presented to him that such and such person has extended his greetings to you, O Nabi of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds by saying, wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So a reply comes from there. And Allah Ta'ala says that when you do this, I confer blessings upon you too. So the Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives him something in return. For every salat that you recite, you get 10 blessings from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. For every salat. Normally, when you make dua, your dua is rejected if you've been consuming haram. So today, if you ate something that was not halal, and now you said, oh Allah, make dua, rejected. Because your food was haram. You have something haram. But subhanallah, the mashayikh say that the benefit of salatu salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that if you, doesn't matter what state you're in, this is always accepted. Subhanallah, this is always accepted. And this is why they say that unfortunately, we don't know what we encounter, what we go through at different stages in life. So salatu salam on the Prophet is a refuge, it's a protection. And then he links you with the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he links you with the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then people who are connected with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they receive the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a sahabi, he went to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me, give me permission. Others are not permitted, they're not allowed to, but give me permission to commit zina. I can't, women are just too tempting. I can't resist, Ya Nabi Allah. So special extent, special provision for me, not allowed to others, but I'm a special case for me, give me, make it halal for me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and he said to him, he explained to him, okay, you think that this is okay, doing it to the sisters of other people? Would you like it to be done to your sisters? Your sister? The man had some dignity. Some of us have lost this dignity. We don't mind if our sisters do something. There are, unfortunately, such corrupt souls. So, but the man had some dignity. He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I won't be able to put up with it. He said, how would you find if somebody did this to your mum? No, Ya Rasulullah, I won't be able to put up with it. How would you find if somebody did this to you, to your daughter? Even though he had no daughters at the time, but he could understand the sense and the ghairat. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I won't be able to put up with it. He said, similarly, the girl that you plan to commit this, do this act with, she's someone's daughter, she's someone's sister, she may be someone's mother. They don't like it, other people don't like it to be done to their women folk as well. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hadith, one narration says that he placed his blessed hand on his chest. And the other is that the Prophet ﷺ gave him dua. And they say, instantly the man was reformed. Instantly. When he left the majlis, all that appeared, the desire to commit zina was gone, was washed out. His heart had been cleansed. And from that point onwards, he was known to be amongst the most chaste and the most reserved youth in Medina. So instant transformation, brothers and sisters, if they are listening, this happens to you if you try and connect yourself with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a, we've been mentioning here, we've been requesting, brothers, if you do it every, there's a hadith which says, although the chain, the authenticity is discussed, but many ulama practice this and they have seen the benefit of it. If you recite salatu salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever you do, you get the barakat and ajr, but especially on Friday. The night before Friday, starting from Thursday Maghrib until Friday Maghrib, if you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, if you recite salatu salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the salam, immediately it is presented. They say other salat is presented on Monday and Thursday, but the one that's done from Thursday Maghrib until Friday Maghrib is done presented instantly. And there is an added barakah. If you do it 1,000 times on at this time, Friday Maghrib to Thursday Maghrib to Friday Maghrib, and you do it every week, make it a routine, you will see your place in Jannah before you breathe last. Allah Ta'ala will show you your palace in Jannah before you die. What does this mean? It means that Allah Ta'ala will allow you, Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfiq to change your course if you're on the wrong track. If you're on the wrong track and you want to change the course, Allah will give you tawfiq. If you're stuck in something haram, Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfiq to come out of it. Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfiq to do tawbah. Then Allah Ta'ala will accept your tawbah. Allah Ta'ala will enable you and empower you to mend your mistakes. And then Allah Ta'ala will grant you steadfastness on virtue and piety. And that you will die with iman and you will leave this world in the state of piety and in the state of purity, inshallah. And then you will be in Allah Ta'ala will place you in Jannah, and you see your station, your maqam, your palace in Jannah before you breathe last. So this is the virtue granted, this is the barakat prize and reward granted to that individual who recites Salatu Salam 1,000 times every Friday. And Salatu Salam is not a long one, durood. You can recite any. The simplest one is our Shaykh Rahimullah used to say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi rahmati wa ali. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi rahmati wa ali. So it contains everything. Salat, salam on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the entire ummah. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi rahmati wa ali. Hazrat Yusuf Mutala sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he recommended this to Mawlana Ismail Raja sahab. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi rahmati wa ali. So easy. It takes about 5 seconds. So this is something, brothers and sisters, we should try and do on Thursday night, inshallah. And that is something today, inshallah, try and do it after we finish. And prior to that, we recite 40 ahad. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they'd asked, the companions asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, how should we recite Salatul Salam upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to them, okay, come and I'll teach you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach them, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad. Different Sahaba, they learned different words from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the elders, the mashayikh, they've compiled all such reports, such ahadith. So we recite those ahadith and those words, those phrases that are recorded in the books of hadith. There are about 40 of them. This is a special virtue for the 40 figure. We'll discuss it at another time, inshallah. So I'll just read one hadith about the virtue and significance of reciting Salatul Salam on Thursday night and Friday, and then we'll proceed with 40 those ahadith, and then I'll explain to you what we're doing next. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة فإنه يوم مشهود تشهده الملائكة وإن أحدا لن يصلي علي إلا عرضت علي صلواته حتى يفرغ منها قال قلت وبعد الموت قال إن الله حرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام رواه ابن مادة بإسناد جيد كذا في الترغيب وزاد السخاوي في آخر الحديث فنبي الله حي يرزق وبسط في تخريجه وأخرج معناه من عدة من الصحابة وقال القاري رحمه الله وله طرق كثيرة بألفاظ مختلفة. سيدنا أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, invoke blessings upon me abundantly on Friday. Invoke blessings upon me abundantly on Friday. This means it's recite Salatul Salam. For it is a day in which the angels are present. They go around. Nobody sends blessings upon me except that his blessings are presented to me as soon as he's finished invoking them. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu asked, O Messenger of Allah, even after your death, even after you pass away, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, verily, Allah ta'ala has forbidden the earth from decomposing the bodies of the prophets upon them peace. Allah ta'ala has forbidden the earth from decomposing the bodies of the prophets upon them peace. This is a concept you should, if this is new to you, think about it and try and reflect and ponder over it. Subhanallah, this is the reality. Anbiya and Shuhada and Saliheen, many, Allah Ta'ala does not allow the earth to decompose their bodies, especially the Anbiya, the prophets. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden the earth from decomposing the bodies of the prophets, upon them be peace. Imam Sakhawi rahmatullah has narrated the addition, the Prophet of Allah is alive and is granted sustenance. That's after he passes away before the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, we'll proceed with the 40 salah, 40 ahadith on Salatul Islam now. We start with two verses from the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended peace to his chosen people and the messengers. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Now the 40 ahadith. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa anzil maqad al-muqarrab 'indak. If I read these ahadith and you just listen, mashallah, there's virtue, there's barakah. But there's added benefit if you say Ameen every time when I finish reciting one of these phrases. So when I finish saying like, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa anzil maqad al-muqarrab 'indak, everybody should be saying quietly, if not aloud, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. So you're joining in the ajr and reward. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقد المقرب عندك آمين اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا آمين اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات آمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد آمين. What does he mean? So I'll just translate this one and the others. This is the gist of every phrase that I read. O Allah, confer blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and have mercy upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the manner you conferred blessings, blessed and had mercy upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. O Allah, verily you, O Allah, are the most praiseworthy and noble. And one of the earlier ones, it meant, O Allah, confer blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant him the seat of proximity with you on the Day of Judgment. Allah, Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallit ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما رحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم آمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وهو جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبينا قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Now the next one we do it all of us we do it together so you learn another short phrase we do it together inshallah the idea is that everybody learns this short phrase of salatu salam and then you can then use it as a routine recitation wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi 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 At-tahiyyat, now sighu salam. So far, we were saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Now from here, he says, "Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." This is something that you do in your daily attahiyyat. Attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Attahiyyatu tayyibatu salawatu lillah. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. You recite this Salatu Salam in your daily prayers. This indicates the special status of the Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Definitely we do not worship him. We only worship Allah Azza wa Jal, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet he's part of our identity. In every supplication, in every ibadat, we always mention him too. Our adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna muhammadan rasulullah, our salat, attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat wa tayyibat, then assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are people who try to undermine the special status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say something, if something is not mentioned in Quran, they say this is not in the Quran, so it's not important. If it's not in the Quran, it's not important. This is a false suggestion. This is a false statement. There are important things which are not in the Quran because they are mentioned in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if something is not mentioned in the Quran, does not mean it's not important. There are so many important things which are not mentioned in the Quran, but they were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not preach is bid'ah. We do not follow. If anything that he did not preach, any innovation, we totally reject. But if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught something and it's not mentioned in the Quran, it is as important as that which is found in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِثْلَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. People bear witness, and lo and behold, anything that Rasulullah declared prohibited is as similar to that which is prohibited in the Quran. How did we know the Quran is Quran? Because Rasulullah taught us. He said, this phrase is part of the Quran and this isn't. So we said, okay, amanna billah and amanna bi rasulillah. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave some instructions, they are very important, and this is something that needs to be remembered. So take this at least today with you. If someone says this is not mentioned in the Quran, it's not important, say, you're wrong. There are so many important things that are not in the Quran. They are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mentioned in the books of hadith, at least what is being emphasized here, it is in hadith. This is something that is an established sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah protect all of us from the satanic and the devilish the logic and misleading and manipulation. التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله. Now the other one that I mentioned at the start. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. So you've got about 10 minutes inshallah if you just sit down and recite Quran or Salat Durood, whatever, we'll do dua inshallah in the last 2 minutes. Take it.